Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It is time to sound the alarm. If the agriculture industry does not come together and aggressively defend our interests, we will see our ability to compete in the production of food diminish every year. Animal agriculture is under attack. More laws and regulations are introduced every day to tie our hands. We need to understand the ultimate objective of the animal rights activists is not ethical or humane treatment of animals. I know a lot of people give money to the Humane Society of the United States. I don't think they realize that the real goal of that organization is, according to J.P. Goodwin, the grassroots coordinator, here's what he has to say, my goal is the abolition of all animal agriculture. We need to work together. They shut our horse slaughter plants down. They want to release the animals from the zoo and let the animals run wild. No more elephants in a circus. And People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, is just as bad or worse than the Humane Society. The Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services reports that PETA killed 2,100 pets last year and placed only 7 in adoptive homes. And since 1998, more than 21,000 dogs and cats have died at the hands of PETA. David Martosko, Research Director for the Center for Consumer Freedom, had this to say, PETA hasn't slowed down its hypocritical killing machine one bit. It keeps browbeating the rest of society with a phony animal rights message. What about the rights of the thousands of dogs, cats, puppies, kittens that die in PETA headquarters building? Martosko added, since killing pets is A-OK with PETA, why should anyone listen to their demands about eating meat and using lab rats for medical research or taking children to the circus? PETA attracts a lot of money. You see, they have $32 million in their budget. The Humane Society has $200 million in assets. The animal rights groups are strong and well-financed. We need to be proactive in defending our interests. Why? I don't want to be a vegetarian. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.